A master who lived as a hermit on a mountain was asked by a traveling monk who managed to find him, "What is the way?" The master said, "What a fine mountain this is." "I'm not asking you about the mountain," said the monk, "but the way of the Buddhas." The master replied, "So long as you cannot go beyond the mountain, my son, you cannot touch or reach the way." They are not explaining much. The way of Zen is to bring you out of your mind into the moment. A master who lived as a hermit on a mountain was asked by a traveling monk, "What is the way?" "What a fine mountain this is," the master said. No, this, "what a fine mountain this is," can mean two things. One, that "what a fine mountain this is the way, I'm here. You don't need to go anywhere. This is as good as anywhere else. This is Buddha Mountain. And you're asking about the way, you are here now with the living Buddha, and you ask about the way." That is what the master has to try in so many different ways to stop you. First, to manage to stop you, to settle you down. Because otherwise you will always roam from one master to another, one mountain to another, seeking what is the way, what is the secret. The only way to find the way is to go in. That is very difficult if you haven't come to that understanding, that there's nothing outside. So the master is trying in every possible way first to relax you so you feel at home, so you start enjoying, and then deeper, 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 so you start getting in touch with your own true nature. "What a fine mountain this is," said the master. Another thing it can mean is that "what a fine mountain this is." Here is another guy coming full of luggage, carrying a whole mountain. Here we go again. Asking about the way, full of stuff, full of knowledge, full of spiritual ideas. "What is the way?" "What a fine mountain this is." "What a fine fool this is." "How to deal with this situation now? That bugger, he managed to find me, even here on the mountain. Oh my God, here we go." Then the seeker said, I'm not asking you about the mountain, said the monk, but the way. No, it's another hint. No, the master is just testing him. No, don't you think that the master is aware enough that he can hear, that he can see, that he can feel what you are asking? So he missed, no, he missed the first chance. I'm not asking you about the mountain, said the monk, but the way. The master replied, as long as you cannot go beyond the mountain, my son, you cannot reach the way. You have to go beyond all your stuff. All that luggage that you are carrying with you. Otherwise, whatever I will say will just be more information into you, your already busy mind. It won't help. You have to become empty, receptive. And the only way to give those intimate teaching is if he falls in tune with the master. So he feels. He doesn't think, but he starts feeling, sensing, becoming more available, receptive, sensitive. So that's why the master now is saying, so as long as you cannot go beyond the mountain, my son, you cannot reach the way. No, very soft. My son, yeah? That you say only is like you love your son, no? You love your child. So he's giving him a hint. You have to soften up. You have to find some love. Otherwise you won't get it. That is the key. Otherwise just more information. What is the point of giving you more information? And the only way to go beyond it is to drop from your head to your heart. Now listen, my son. This is much more intimate. Now this is the second chance. That is the only way that you can receive it, that you are available. And a child should trust the parents. A son should trust the father. Listen. I have something valuable to tell you. That is the state of mind and heart you have to be. Totally open. That is what it means to go beyond your mountain. That is the block. You have to become open, empty, receptive. And in that receptivity, in that relaxation, in that emptiness, your own true wisdom will slowly appear, come forth. Then all these questions will just be nonsense. You're starting on an inner journey, not an outer journey. Beloved Master, yesterday in satsang, your love and sweet words touched me so deeply. Tears pouring down my face, and I felt a big relief. Relief of knowing that this is what I really want. That's how the truth comes forth. You don't need to think about it, you feel it. Otherwise, people think, should I do this, should I do that? But reality is too big. You just have to follow. There's no doubt then. And how come it's such a relief? Because the mind doesn't interfere. Something bigger is taking over. And that is such a blissful relief. No, the heart speaks. When the heart speaks, the mind is silent. The longing for truth became so strong, and I felt enough is enough. The longing for truth is in every human being. But you can live your whole life without being in touch with it. That's what I'm trying here, to again reconnect you with that. Then that will lead you, your own truth will lead you. Following dreams and ideas have led to that my body is totally out of balance, sleeping for 12 hours a day. What is wrong with sleeping 12 hours? Sugandhi, anything wrong with that? You have many of these panda bears here that can sleep 12, 14 hours. And they don't think anything is wrong. And especially now in the winter. I wish I could sleep 12 hours. But now I feel this fatigue has become a blessing for me to stop, to look, to relax, and to listen. Everything can become a blessing, it just depends how you look at it. Now, when you are here, you're falling into yourself again, into your heart, into your relaxation, where you can see. Now you are not so influenced by the society. In a society, it's very difficult to be outside. You have to fit in. Here, you can follow your own insights, your own timing, when to go to bed, when to get up. And that is needed. At one point, in my own experience, that is needed, not for everybody. But in that way you can break the habit of how you should function. And all the shoulds has to go. So it's very good at one point to drop everything and just live easy day by day without any plans. Just see when you wake up, when you're getting hungry, when you feel like going for a walk. like that. Then you will find how you, your own way of functioning. Otherwise, that can also be forced on you. You have some people, they functioning better in the evening, some in the morning, some in the day, some even in the night. Night owls. Which is very good, because the energy in the night is very beautiful, because most of the human beings are sleeping. I know, because for years I was night guarding my master, and I loved the nights, because I could feel everybody was asleep. You didn't have all that energy as it is in the day. So peaceful, so quiet. Then I had problems sleeping in the day. That's how it is. But who cares when you have your master? If it's day or night. So now this fatigue has become a blessing for me to stop, to look, to relax and to listen. Yeah, I know you are in the right place for it. Here and inside yourself also. You have to listen to yourself. And most of this fatigue and the problems and out of balance is just because you haven't listened to yourself. You haven't fallen in tune. And then all kinds of people is going to tell you what is wrong, what you have to do, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. People who also are not in tune. It's a very strange world. There are some sicknesses that no doctor can help you. It's always been like that in the mystic traditions. They say, no doctor can help me. But then I found my guru, then something else. And in the West, when people have a problem, whatever it is, they can go to the shrink, the psychotherapist, and all this, and then they start talking, very nice, blah, 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 blah. What is wrong? What is the symptoms? Where did this start? Can you remember? Blah, 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 blah. Go deeper. Where did it go? And how do you feel? Blah, 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 blah. It can go on forever. And of course, it's good to talk, because normally people don't talk truthfully. But when you have the technique, you feel like it, you can just talk to the mirror. If you feel good talking, just talk to the mirror. It's okay. Tell everything to yourself, then maybe you understand. Because the psychotherapist, he won't understand, because it's a business. So he has an interest you coming back. And you can go on for years, people are gone for 20, 30, for their whole life. Blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah, no, this, out of this, this came up, and then after that, that, like that. And then if you have gone your whole back to your childhood, when you were little, and then the first time something happened, you burnt yourself on the stove, or you got hurt, and like a little emotional trauma because your father had said something. Then you start on past lives. That's the next step. Then you have to, where did that come from there? And that, and maybe there like that. And it can go on forever. Treating the symptoms, not the cause. You have to go to the cause of it. That's what you are touching here. And the sign for that is a big relief. It comes from the inside. It's like a bubble is bursting, boof. In the East, they never have done all this, going to the psychotherapist. No, it's not like that. If something problem, then the master trying to, who is it happened to? Who is thinking they have this problem? You are the problem, not the problem. There's millions of problems. You go to the source. Who are you? Go beyond the symptoms. The symptoms can only happen to a body, a mind, and identification. You think you have so many problems. Nobody has so many problems as I have. Who should I talk to? What can I do? I'm a failure. Or I'm a very spiritual person. I'm better than everybody else. This is how the mind can function. You have to go beyond that. That is the relief. That's what you are touching here. That has to become conscious. You have something in you that is beyond all this. But for that you have to go beyond your own identification with your story, to your essence. Something in you is untouched, unpolluted. From that place, who cares if you sleep 6 hours or 12 hours, if you eat ice cream or carrots, who cares? If your mother wasn't there when you were growing up, or your father left, or who cares? That's where the peace finds you. That's what you are touching. You are touching something else, so it's totally right. No, I feel this fatigue has become a blessing for me to stop, to look, to relax, and to listen. That is what I just told you. That is the whole art of a master, to get you to stop, feel. And that interest comes by yourself. When you first have touched that, then you know. I never tell anything, it comes from you. Something in you know what you want to do, something in you know what is right, what is true. And as soon as you come in touch with it, please follow it. If love beckons to you, please follow it. Even though its ways might be hard and steep, follow it. I want to follow my heart instead of dreams. Yeah, because dreams you get totally exhausted. That's maybe why you've been so tired. Chasing dreams. Everybody is tired. Many people around me, they come also to a place, then they collapse, they have to collapse, fall apart. Yes, Bramley?
Yes.
And then afterwards they come back, then a different energy. Because you have to break down that old habitual way of doing things. Yes, Anna? Like that. Then something else, you don't get tired because you are in tune with what you are doing. So it's very beautiful, Lavanya. I want to follow my heart instead of dreams. And I feel a big yes in my body that I want to move to the valley. It's time to stand up for the truth, for my truth. Yes, why not? Thank you, thank you, thank you, with love from a happy and grateful heart. Your disciple, Lavanya. Yes, very good. No, everything will happen very easily now. When you feel this, then I'm totally supporting you, existing is supporting you, your own self is supporting you. And that's why you're here. So anybody who takes this decision, I want to stand up. No, I know. I'm not going to follow the dreams, but the truth. They will be helped. And go on saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Should we drive ball not crazy? One day he has to pop. A Zen student came to Bankai and said, Master, I have such a hot temper. How can I give it up? How can I cure it? Show me this temper, said Bankai. It sounds fascinating. I haven't got it right now, said the student, so I can show it to you. Well, then, said Bankai, bring it to me when you have it. But I can't bring it just when I happen to have it, protested the student. it arises so unexpectedly, and I would surely lose it before I got to you. In that case, says Bankai, it cannot be part of your true nature. If it were, you could show it to me at any time. When you were born, you did not have it. And your parents did not give it to you. So it must come into you from somewhere outside. I suggest that whenever it gets into you, you beat yourself with this stick until this temper can stand it and runs away. These Zen people, a Zen student came to Bankai and said, "Master, I have such a hot temper. I can't deal with it. How can I cure it? Show me this temper," says Bankai. "It sounds fascinating." For the master, it's always fascinating to see what you bring. But there's only one cure. So many diseases, but one cure. And that cure is the same for all masters. To get you more conscious, more aware, more settled, more loving. How can I cure it? No, if you have this anger or hatred or fear or whatever demon is harassing you, then you will have to go deeper. First, you have to understand it and transform that unconscious energy. And under anger is always just frustration. Deeper than that, sadness. And it's much easier to always argue or get angry than to feel your sadness. So people are hiding behind that because they don't want, maybe they are a strong man. They never cried, they never felt how lost they are. That takes courage. Most people never got in touch with it, and especially men. They are learned for generations they should be strong, not to show any emotions. Emotions are weak. Only girls have that. You have to be strong. So unconsciously, this is a big armor around the heart. To become more real, you have to go deeper to feel. And then maybe a lot of sadness, lostness, frustration, which nobody wants to go and feel, because it will shatter your whole image. But it has to be done. And that sadness will make you more real. It will soften these hard edges. You will learn more about life, that life is suffering. It can be painful. And in that way, you become much more closer to yourself and to anybody else. Because now you can feel, instead of all the time functioning on the surface, always afraid of going deeper, just saying everything will be okay. No, I know you can feel with the person, you can feel yourself. Feelings are much deeper than thought. So you're coming closer to yourself, more real, more in tune with your feelings, not with your thinking. So, like any student, like any seeker, this guy, he had a very hot temper. How can I cure it? No, he wants to. He have started the journey. He must have heard about these Zen masters. They are so peaceful, so relaxed, so untouched by the world. No, he also wants. But you cannot do it. The only way is to go deeper. So the master is saying, show me this temple, says Bankai. It sounds fascinating. I haven't got it right now, said the student, so I can show it to you. It's very difficult to show that special to a master, because his energy is much stronger. So it feels a little embarrassing to get angry. But it has to come out. Whatever people are carrying, it has to come out. It's part of the healing process. Because all these things is in between you and existence. Whatever is hidden. So at least this student, he wants to. Some people are just keeping it inside, hiding it. Then even around the master, nothing much can happen because they make these walls in themselves. Things they are carrying that they don't dare to come out to it. I haven't gotten it right now, said the student, so I can show it to you. Well then, says Bankai, bring it to me when you have it. But I can't bring it just when it happened. When I happen to have it, protested the student. It arises so unexpectedly, and I would surely lose it before I got it to you. In that case, says Bankai, it cannot be part of your true nature. This is another thing the Buddhas always have said, that only that which is real can be there all the time. So whatever else is just coming and going, that is not real. So why pay any attention to it? That's what he's trying to hint. Why put so much attention into the anger? That's just what I'm telling you. Don't put the energy into the anger. Put it into compassion, to peace, to relaxation. Transform it. And suddenly it doesn't touch you anymore. It's just a little shift. But the mind, the ego, always wants to focus on the negative, on the so-called problem. And then you're always occupied with it. Because something in you know that it's not right. You want to be rid of it. It cannot be part of your true nature. If it were, you could show it to me at any time. That's the whole shift from this mind and emotions and feelings that all the time comes and goes. Never steady. That's why nobody is steady. They are restless, always changing. 1 minute this. In the morning it is like that. Lunchtime is like that. In the afternoon they want to do that. in the evening is something different. Then it goes on and on and on and on. And it will always go on if you don't go deeper. And very few people know that you have a deeper place that is much more cool, calm, collected, where you are not so influenced by whatever is happening on the surface. The mind is just the surface of you. And very few humans go deeper. It's like the ocean. On top of the ocean is what you normally see. Sometimes it's still, sometimes it's the waves, sometimes it's stormy. It's always moving some way. But don't forget that there's just a little percentage of the ocean. You just go deeper and it becomes more still. And the deeper you go, the more and more still it becomes. And at the very bottom, it's so still that you have no idea, you don't care what is happening on the surface. It can be a whole tsunami up there. You don't care because you don't feel anything. Everything is still. And that's how it is when you get more and more settled in your own silent core. Whatever is happening, it doesn't disturb that. That is where Bankai wants him to go, to understand. You have something that is always undisturbed, your true nature. Don't focus on the waves. You're wasting your whole life. That is what I said before with the psychoanalysis and the therapy in the West, blah, 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 forever. No, you have to cut through it. You have to go to the depth. The mind is always changing. The feelings are always changing. The only way to find peace is to find some deeper center in yourself. Then the mind, it will go on. Of course, it will be much, much more harmonious, much slower, because you don't feed it. But whatever it says, you are untouched by it. That is the art, to come back, to go deeper. In that case, says Bankai, it cannot be part of your true nature. If it were, you could show it to me at any time. That silent depth is always the same. But how can you show him that waves? It just comes and goes. It's a split second and then it's gone. That you cannot bring. You can only bring that which is there all the time. When you were born, you did not have it. And your parents did not give it to you. So it must come into you from the outside. Everything has come into you from the outside. And that's why everybody functioning different ways. You have different conditioning. In Japan is a totally different conditioning than in England. In England is totally different than in Congo. In Congo, totally different than Brazil. They have different etiquette, culture, religions. But that is just on the surface. But people are just on the surface, so they are very different. We are Muslims. You are Christian. We will kill you. You are Muslim. We are Christian. We will kill you. And so it goes. We are rich, you are poor, you are black, you are white. You are a woman, we are a man. That's what I'm saying in so many ways. You don't know how lucky you are. You could have been born so many places. Many, many, many millions of people have to go through so much, which you take totally for granted. And this is just on the surface. And of course, in that revolution to break free from even these most stupid things, just imagine if you are not allowed to drive a car because you are a woman. That must be really frustrating. And you have nothing you can do about it. A lot of anger must come from so many different ways. But that is not the answer. So peace is not so easy to get. But here, for you, it's very easy. You have the right ground. Otherwise, there's all these surface things, people comparing. But underneath, they are humans. That's why the enlightened ones, they go beyond all that. It doesn't matter where they are from, because you connect in a different way. A meditator will connect in a different way, because they are humans. They don't belong to this or that. It goes beyond culture, beyond religion, beyond image. That is a total forgotten language. And how beautiful if the world would remember that, then the whole world will become a paradise. I live in paradise, but the whole world could live in paradise. Here is paradise, in Mevlana is paradise. But the whole world, but they are limiting themselves. So where did you get all this idea from? This is what Bankai is trying to tell him. And it doesn't matter if it's this or that. How did you get it? When you were born, you did not have it. When you were born, you were totally innocent, pure. You didn't know if you were a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist or black or white. What has happened? Just culture, just society, just religions, just narrow-mindedness. It has fucked up everything. It's amazing to look at. Humans are the peak of evolution, they say, and they behave so stupid. It's embarrassing, but it's true. When you were born, you did not have it, and your parents did not give it to you, so it must come into you from the outside. I suggest that whenever it gets into you, you beat yourself with a stick until the temper can't stand it anymore and runs away. Very good. Will not? But these poor bankais and Zen people, these Zen students, they must have such a hard time. There's so many stories that they got beaten with sticks, and no, I'm telling you, ha ha ha, you all enjoy laughing. And then just something comes up, somebody is frying a little bit, and oh. Just think about it, you get beaten physically. People coming in to the master, and he's sitting on second floor, and where's the way? And he says, here's the way, and throws him out the window. I show you the way. And the poor seeker is laying down a broken arm or some ribs. But this is just hints. You have to go beyond. Don't you think they will get angry then? The first thing, you get angry. You get angry at the master. It's frustration. And that's the whole thing, you have to go beyond it. You have to be real enough to go beyond whatever test They have stories. People walked for months to see the master. And then they come there. Then he said, no, you have to stay outside. Then maybe a few months you have to live outside the temple walls. But then when he comes in, then he's so ready. That's the kind of feeling you have to have, that you are ready. Doesn't mean you have to do anything. It's the readiness, it's the thirstiness, it's the availability, the commitment. Then you become a flame, fire. Then everything is possible. This is almost forgotten in the world now. People are just lukewarm. No fun. That's why the enlightened ones never get understood. Only some crazy people are thirsty. The masses will never understand. Because it's scary. It means change. And nobody wants to change. They want to, they know everything themselves. It's very difficult to talk about it to people who are not seekers, who are not disciples. It's almost impossible because people in the West, they are totally stuck just in the head. So this thing with gurus, with master, with disciple, is totally unheard of. It's a culture of egos, of being something, someone, of being best. So the ego mind totally misunderstands the point. Because you have to disappear from that. Then, of course, that identification is afraid. Of course it is, because you have to leave that. So you don't want to hear about it. So you put it in a box. Like, what do you know about being a disciple? What do you know about meditation? What do you know about being a master? So it's impossible to talk about it because they have no clue. You have to have an interest, and not only an interest, like this guy, he's interested to go beyond his anger. He's this interested to go beyond himself to find the truth. If that is not there, everything will be understood by the mind, which has never tasted the sacred. And that's where the master comes in, to bring you back to your true nature. It's a paradox. You have lost the way, so a master is needed to remind you. That's the whole thing. As far as I'm concerned, there is no master, but he has to play that game for you. A master is somebody who is not a slave of his mind. Then he can see. He is free. No? So everybody is longing, consciously or unconscious, to be free, to be happy. Everybody is longing to be happy. Well, to be really happy, you have to leave your suffering now. And the suffering is the identification with the mind. How can you get free of that if you are judging the medicine? Impossible. You have to know that you want to be healed. Like this Zen student, he wants to be healed. I have such a hot temper. How can I cure it? If people think everything is okay, how can they be healed? Impossible. It's very difficult to talk about these things when people are not in tune. In fact, it is a waste. Don't throw pearls for swine, said Jesus. That's exactly the same. Don't throw pearls for swine. In that case, it cannot be part of your true nature. If it were, you could show it to me at any time. When you were born, you did not have it, and your parents did not give it to you. So it must come into you from the outside. I suggest that whenever it gets into you, you beat yourself with a stick until this temper can stand it and runs away. We have much more fun meditations. Instead of you all going to be blue and scarred with a stick, because many of you, you need a good stick to remind yourself. But do dynamic instead, or gibberish, or like that. Then it will be gone in no time. You just have to feel what your symptoms are and get them out. Anyway, the beating with the stick, what is really helping is to be more aware. So neither dynamic or stick or therapy or nothing, it's awareness that will heal you. So when any anger comes, when any hatred comes, when any fear comes, become aware. Center yourself. Instead of going with that anger, then suddenly you are lost. Then stop. Watch it. Because nothing that is not real, it cannot stay, it has to leave. That's what I'm trying to teach you here in the meditation. You just sit. No, this has been one of the greatest, and it must be tens of thousands of people who got enlightened on the path of the Buddha in Vipassana. Because you have to stop. You cannot run away from yourself. You have to sit with yourself. And that is the worst for a busy mind. But when you go through it, then such a relief, such a bliss, such an understanding, such a joy, such a sensitivity, everything changes color. Now you're coming beyond that busyness. And that's what I want you to get more and more in touch with, something that you are untouched by your mind. Let the mind do whatever acrobatics it wants. You watch your breath. You center yourself in your heart. You relax your body. You picture or imagine something that is pleasant for you, is loving for you, that reminds you of the silent space. Whatever it can, that is awareness. You shift your focus. You, unawareness, you go with the thought. Awareness, you bring yourself back to the moment. So awareness, that is the real stick, the real meditation that can heal anything. May everybody be healed. We are here, and the mountain is there, and you don't need to go beyond it, because we are here. So spoiled. Yeah, it's like having the cake and eat it too. Ah.
Kenon little man tips on the shore. Little man tips on the shore.
Sounds awesome.